Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, others and others. I'm excited that you're here, cats and dogs, pets and wild tigers. Yes, who are you? Oprah, Anderson Cooper, thank you for being here. Heidi Klum, Seal, this is awkward. You guys had a split, didn't you? All right, but you're probably co-parenting, so welcome to It's Lainey, that is me! Ba-da-ba-ba! Yeah! I feel fucking weird! So this week, we're going to do an update on one of the motherfucking questions. What happened to Bozeman and Nina? I'll let you know this week. I'm also going to talk about how fucking weird I feel in my emotions being a single, hilarious fucking bitch. And I'll talk about my addiction to men. I'll also talk about how much I hate beard hair. So I guess take a listen, because now I'm going to talk about all of it and I feel super weird. So let's do this thing. It's happening. Get! Here I am. I'm here. You're welcome. I'm so happy to have me here for you. You were meant to see me. Visualize me, think of my truth, and see the light to your way, the one true way, Lainey's butt. Oh, no. Okay. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts about cults, so I think I leaned into that a little bit hard on the, I was like, what would I say if I was a cult leader? Ooh, let me try this. Okay, what would I say if I was a cult leader? Because the things they say are nuts. I was listening to a podcast about L. Ron Hubbard, who just lied throughout his entire life. And then I listened to the one about about the death cult, Aum Shinrikyo. But if I was a cult leader, I would, man, first of all, I would have some dope fucking outfits. Damn, I was looking at what's her name? Tracy Ellis Ross's Instagram. And I was looking at it like, see, why is it so hard for me to just get people to make these clothes for me? Because she had like a silver sequined onesie pantsuit. And I was with like a cape on it. And I was like, why is it so hard to explain to people that this is what I want? She's got it. See, somebody figured it out. But she's a celebrity with a lot of money and access to like fashion designers. So I guess if you're a fashion designer, I would like you to design my onesie so that it is. And I think that really is something like that. You really got to get it right, because if you buy it in the store and you're even, I'm just average height, but you don't want it to be too short and go straight up your crotch. That's the issue. And then if it doesn't go up your crotch, then it's pulling it from the bottom. And so your top has fallen down. And so it's like, this is a delicate process. I'm going to need to get Marc Jacobs in here. All right. What is it? September, October, November. We've got Halloween coming up. We've got November coming up. I just mentioned to you, Aaron, man, people always do No Shave November, and I hate it because so many people do not groom their beards properly. Yours is fine. Okay. Well, I think it's okay. It's full enough and it's short enough that it's still like wiry. Isn't it gross when it gets like wispy? You're trimming it? Yeah. Yeah. No, you've got it covered. But it's like when people have kind of a wispy beard and they're like trying to grow it out and it's just all, ew, gross. It's so disgusting. It's like, it looks like corn silks, you know? And it's like, and then it gets all gross. And it's like, yeah. See, that's good. See, you didn't just leave it. You gave it a shape. It's got to have a straight line on it. It's got to be, because some people don't do that, but you gotta have a stopping point for the beard. Otherwise, it just becomes your body, and then you're just like a greasy, horny Wolverine, and it's disgusting. But a lot of people look bad with it, and it makes them look younger, or it makes them look more like a pedophile. You know, they just look really bad, and they keep the mustache. Yeah, I guess and then they want to shave it into funny patterns, which is something that I don't think any woman has ever thought is funny. And I want to take a poll of local women and see, I'm going to try to do that. But I, as a human being, have never seen a man shave his facial hair into a joke situation and been like, ha, out loud. I've never thought that was funny. I just look at them and went, ew. So I really want to use this public platform to let people know that if you do that, I get that it is funny for you. Maybe share it with yourself. Share it with your friends. Be like, hey, dude, this is hilarious. What if I went home to Donna like that? And then shave it off before you go home to Donna and she never fucks you again. You know what I'm saying? Because she's going to see that shit. She's like, I'm not going to be able to sit on that face for at least a year. Are you kidding me? Somebody I know shaved it into the shape of like a monkey tail going around his chin. And then they leave it that way. They're like, oh, I'll leave it this way for a week. So funny. And it's like, okay, well, I can tell that you can't afford a mortgage, Jacob. You're being a fucking narc ass idiot right now, and I can't handle you. Oh, I'll just have like a porn stash. I'll have a porn stash. First of all, you would never be in porn because you've got a tiny ass dick and no self-confidence, bitch. Second of all, nobody in porn has a mustache. We're not looking at their faces, asshole. Are you stupid? Have you ever seen a man? What woman has ever watched porn and been like, I wish there was more mustache? Nobody. They were like, I wish there was more ambiance. I do wish that. And while I'm talking about it, I'm going to describe the kind of porn that I want to see so that somebody out there makes it. And here's what I'm going to say. I don't watch it very much because it's too much. I don't care for it. It's just, I just feel like they're all so angry at the lady and it just bums me out. She never looks like she's having a good time. And I get it. There's like, whatever, amateur porn and many different genres. But I just don't like the idea that somebody is like at work and they're like eating food off of a folding table. And, you know, they like took a bunch of Xanax or Speed maybe beforehand. I don't know what they take. And even if they're like a very well-adjusted sex worker, if they're like, oh, yeah, but they're in their head, they're like, I wonder what I'm going to have for dinner later. I don't like that. I especially don't like when you see just like, ugh, man, this is a, ugh. I could tell a fucked up thing I remember about my ex, but yeah, oh God. Okay. He had porn all over his Twitter. Yes. Isn't that weird? That is so weird. And I was remembering it yesterday and I was like, that is so fucked up. And it wasn't all straight porn because I guess his gay friends were like, all of his friends were posting porn. And so his gay friends were, but he would just, it would just casually come up, some dude just railing a gal. And I was like, dude, keep that away from me, bro. That's like too much. I don't want to see that aggressively just happening. I'm worried about that lady. Like, it feels threatening. I'm like, Jesus Christ, somebody, is she okay? Like, I can't even see her face. Or sometimes she looks tired. Or I just feel like she's scared. It's just like, that doesn't look good for her. Oh, my God. How long does she have to suck your dick? That's so much work. That's exhausting. Why are we making her do this? Give her some mashed potatoes and tuck her in. Let her watch The Princess Bride. It's pretty funny. You know, like, just let her go home. That's my fetish. Just let me rest. But, you know, some of that's in my own head. So what I propose, No Shave November, not a big fan of it. Porn is weird. Somebody fix it. That's my really important feminist stance on that matter. And also, okay, so in place of No Shave November, what if we did, I just said this to you, but what if we did No Shave November? So I'll just do whatever I want and never feel weird about it. And that's just for me, and everybody else has to still feel weird about themselves. I think that would be good because that might even us out because I have so much shame. Why do I have so much shame? I'm so proud of myself, but I feel so bad about myself. I've been alone and it's weird. This is, about being alone. Damn, you're just like by yourself all the fucking time. Jesus Christ, it's so much. The other day I was going nuts. I've also been, I don't know, I think I was kind of manic or something, but I was just like too up and it didn't feel right. So I went jogging because they told me to, and that helped. I was like pacing around my house aggressively. And they were like, go jog. And I was like, okay. But Being alone is really weird. It's you know, my self-esteem is lower. And I think after a breakup that happens a lot, and I know that it's happening. So it's like I'm trying to prevent it because I can see what's happening. But it's also hard for me to get out of it, which is kind of the whole of anxiety, you know, because it's like the balance between being self-aware, understanding how your symptoms, what causes them and what they're covering up and how you should deal with them. But it's hard to do that. You know, like I'm afraid of being alone. And that surprises some people, but it's not like in a, like, I'll never be married kind of way. It's in like a, I'm alone in this world of darkness kind of way where I just, and I'm really focused on art right now. So I'm making a lot of it. So I'm making like a portrait a day and I'm just fully absorbed in that process. And then all of a sudden I'll realize I need to see a person, but it's like 3 a.m. So it's like I have these like rapidly changing needs to like isolate or see somebody or do a specific activity. And that's not how you live. It's a weird way to react to something. And all I've been, and I have that about food too. Like the other day, all I ate was 6 vegan cookies and a thing of potato salad. Yeah. And honestly, the vegan cookies were really good and they were less sweet and more chocolatey. And then I got some more vegan cookies yesterday and I ate all of them and they were a different kind. The co-op is closer to my house than any other grocery store. So I wasted money on vegan cookies, even though I don't care if they're vegan. And then I had some yesterday and they were delicious and they had some saltiness in them. So it was a bit sweet and salty and it was wonderful. Thank you to vegans everywhere for the cookies that I had twice. But I'm afraid of being alone. So I had to go to the, oh my God, then I have to go to my therapist and be like, I talked to the man at Starbucks today. I did a good job. I said that to her. I was like, I'm interacting with humans. I had a conversation with the man at Starbucks. How pathetic is that? That's so sad. That's the saddest thing ever. Just go outside, bitch. Oh my God. Stop playing video games and reading your books. Get out there and take a shit outside or something, you know? Liberate yourself. I think it's an emotional hangover, I guess. But it's, I just want to do what I want when I want to do it. And sometimes that urge is so overwhelming that I can't deny it. Like if I want to work on paintings for 5 weeks straight, then I do it. And I just forget that everybody else exists until it's 2 a.m. and I'm sad. And then I remember that I need human connection and that I should also be a support to other people who I care about. It's like, how do I stay attached to reality? And why is that so difficult? What am I hiding from? I don't know. I think that just, it happens when the bottom drops out of your, I don't want to say network, but yeah, everything changed very quickly. I got dumped and then I moved and then I feel like all the routines I had in place, all the routines I had in place are gone. So now I have to make new ones, which is good in some ways because a lot of it was really bad. But it feels really strange to be framing my life around only myself. And that is not what I'm going for. Like, I want, it's like living for only myself is difficult. I feel like, I think I feel like having a partner defines me in a way that I'm not, you know, present in the universe if I don't have one. Like, I'm not real. But it shouldn't matter like that because you want to be a full person connecting with another full person, I guess. Right? I don't know. Is that what you want? Or can you be like a tent and you lean the two poles against each other? Oh, you started clicking stuff. So Yeah, I feel super weird. And I guess kind of traumatized. I feel like I'm not allowed to use that word because it's just so extreme, but I think that's kind of what happens for me. It's like my whole body gets physical anxiety. So in the morning when I wake up, it's like my chest is screaming. And then in addition to that, I'm just in like a painting trance. And when I come out of it, I realize I haven't seen a person in 24 hours. And then I think about all the people out there in the world and what I'm missing. But that doesn't really make sense because I just did a bunch of cool stuff. But yeah, my body starts screaming and my brain is scared of everything. Because I'm afraid of phone calls. When I get a phone call, at first it was because I was afraid it was going to be my ex calling me from a different number. And it's like, I'm avoiding enough things that I'm afraid of phone calls or people. Like somebody called me the other day and I was like, what do you want? And he was like, oh, I was just going to call you. It was easier than texting. You know, it was going to take too long. And I was like, okay, but why? He was like, oh, well, it was like ending up being a longer conversation. Okay, but what do you want though? Nothing. I would like to finish this conversation. Obviously, that's a lot. Hypervigilance. That's what my therapist calls it. Hypervigilance. Which is, from my understanding, a heightened state of mental guardedness and physical anxiety based on the, I don't know, traumatizing effect of experiencing a trigger. That's a guess I made. I'd have to Google it, but it sounds so serious. See, that's the thing. I'm like second guessing everything that I think, even though I also think that I'm right and I'm very smart. So why am I giving myself all this room to doubt myself? Because I have to. So it's not been a great week. I don't know. I guess I'm fine. I'm not sure if I'm fine. I'm going to give it a rating. I want to give it 1 out of 3 Nicki Minaj's, honestly. Like, it's not a quarter, but it's also not a half. You know, like, we'll make it back. I just had a lot of, I've been affected by a lot of hit points recently, and my power is dwindling. My power is dwindling like a witch. I'm like a witch and somebody sapped me of my power. That's what happened. Somebody got into my brain and they took all my tidbits, and I have potions, but I'm trying not to use them because I'm magnanimous and nice. I'm a nice lady witch, but also a gigantic asshole. So why would you mess with me? You know I have all these secrets in my hair. I'm just trying to live the dream. I'm Liz Lemoning. I'm trying to have it all. And I don't even like ham that much, but I have grown to like it more. I think I feel really guilty about having trouble with my emotions. Because I feel like I don't have it that bad. So it's privileged and big-headed of me to say that I'm traumatized by something. It just seems like such a, you know, you're a little snowflake white girl from Minnesota. Calm down about this strife. And I do kind of, I guess it's normal, but I do kind of wonder, like, why am I so affected by stuff right now? Well, part of it is I am having my period. So what's up, everybody? High five. That honestly does help though, because I think that the older I get, the more it affects my, like, the more it gives me like very intense mood swings. And the more when I realize it, I'm like, oh my God, thank God. Because I was like, so nuts. Like, who even was that? Like, I could just feel, I was like, I am so crazy. Why am I so nuts right now? And then I'll figure it out, and then it'll happen. And then I'll be like, oh, sweet Jesus. God, I'm glad that's over. Fuck, man. I think my body is just so fertile that it's furious. I think I'm really fertile and my body is angry at me. Because also, I'm sorry, everybody, but I'm very horny. You're not supposed to talk about that. But I think my body is just super angry. Like, I'm getting older and my body's like, ah! It's just screaming. Every part of it is screaming. And it doesn't help that it's like, you know, part of it is just fear and tension. And then part of it is like, I guess it's telling me, have a baby. And the rest of me is going, avoid everyone. So being a woman is like being a robot, but if you loved painting, I don't know. I feel so old, and I'm only 28. But I feel like, oh boy, I feel so old. Man, I didn't used to worry about death. I worry about death now. Jesus Christ. That's an old people thing to do. That was like the one thing I didn't worry about. Now I'm worried about everything. Ugh. So let me think of how I can stop worrying about everything. I'm going to see. And so you know what I do? I'm worried about everything. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to buy some balloons, I guess. We're going to do confetti in here. I'm going to eat calzones every night. Who gives a shit? I got to fight it somehow. And I'm worried that I'm going to die at any moment, so I'll just quit drinking and make a lot of collages. Does that sound good? Oh, okay, here, let me quit. I'll quit smoking, and then I'll tie up ribbon in my hair and wear a Teletubby costume for Halloween. Let's see if we can get a whole crew. Let's do all of them. Tinky Winky, Dipsy, La La Po. Teletubbies, say, what's up, bitch? I'm a roll up on you. Like, come on. What is happening? I don't know what's going on in the world, so I'm just making up solutions. I'm like, well, maybe if you try new... you know what I did the other day? I bought CBD water. Fizzy water. It's like LaCroix. It's like the bubbly water, but it says it has CBD in it. And I was like, you know what? Sure. Sure. Like, this is probably a placebo. And you know what? I'm a roll with it. And I drank it and I was like, I kind of feel good about this. And it's like expensive, but it's like, what else am I spending? I'm not buying alcohol. I'll buy this fake ass water, whatever. I can't, what am I going to do? I don't know. Give me some crystals. Give me a rock that you held inside of your butthole until it became polished like a geode. If that's something that you believe in, then maybe it'll bring me some luck. You know, I'm just going to decide to believe in some shit. So how about I believe in threes? I'll just count in threes until I get somewhere safely. Maybe I should do that. Or drinking kombucha. I do a lot of that. That's all I can manage to do is just like drink kombucha, buy balloons, smoke a bunch of weed, paint portraits and cry. And also yell and yeah, just yell and cry. What the fuck? I feel, oh man, is this going to be a horrible episode? I'm freaking out. You know what the issue is? I am not ready to go back to comedy yet. And I have to, and I have to work through it. And that makes me nervous. And I don't know how to express myself because the feelings that I'm having are not easily expressible. And I don't want to tell other people, but I have to, because that's the way that you figure your feelings out. And it's also the way that you talk about shit on stage, I guess. But I don't know if I'm going to be funny or not. And that's terrifying. I don't want to be not funny. Can you imagine that life? Yeah, you can, because you're not funny. You don't know. You don't. It's the only thing I have. What else do I have? I don't have money. I got huge tits and I'm hilarious. That's my thing. That's my whole thing. You can't just let people see the sad parts, because you gotta have the funny parts on the outside. So people are like, wow, her coping mechanism is hilarious as fuck. I really relate to that bitch. But if you make it sad, then they don't want to relate to you because they're like, wow, she's a fucking mess. And you're like, yeah, well, sometimes I can't help it. No shame November. I'm going to live November just really leaning into it. Let's try that as an experiment now. I'll try just leaning into every... Let me try doing this with 100... No, with 200% confidence. So like 5 Nicki Minajs out of 3. I'm going to just really lean into it. So here we go. Let's follow up with the motherfucking question. Da, 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 da. Everybody, look under your seats. It's a chocolate dildo. Woo! You can eat it and never think about your body. Good, 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 good. We love Oprah. We love Oprah. You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm an advocate for everyone. Eat your chocolate, bitch. I wish they had an Oprah Now, and it was for, like, it was as good as reality TV. Like, it was super juicy. Like, what if Oprah talked to Weinstein? Can we have her do that? Or one of the rapers? Because she's big on that stuff about advocating for survivors, right? So, oh my God, let's get her in there. Let's have her give out presents to all the ladies and then yell at this guy on national television. Yes, I'm already inventing TV shows and I'm nailing it. All right, who's the next Oprah? All right, well, I've already come up with a television show, so let's go back to the motherfucking question. I received an update on one of our previous questions recently, and I would like to give a shout out to this person. And it kind of lifted my week, so let's all get a little bit of an update on this love story. You may remember that in the past, I had a question that was about... kind of loosely about dating a coworker. So this gal told this, well, what were their names? Bozeman and Nina. That's right. Those are the names I made up for them. So Bozeman liked this girl and she said she didn't date her coworkers. And he was asking if it was a screen or if like he could still ask her out or if he should, what he should do. And Aaron and I conferenced on it. To be fair, I did need some help from Aaron on it because it was a question coming from a male point of view. And I was like, never touch her, leave her be. And that was not correct. I was like, maybe let her live with her mother for 3 years and then she'll figure out her own needs and won't need you. Like, that's not good advice for dating. And honestly, I'm taking the questions. I don't think that I have better advice than most people, but I feel like it will be a genuine discovery for us to talk about it. So send me a question. Let me know what you'd like to know that I might know but don't know and could figure out how I know. So I got an update from Bozeman. He said he just listened to the question and, if you want an update on Bozeman and Nina, he says before we hung out as friends, she actually confessed to me she made up that rule and has had a crush on me for a while, but was too anxiety-ridden nervous to say anything. We've been on a handful of dates and I'm at a new job, so no longer do we have to worry about dating as coworkers, which is our win for the week. That's incredible. 18 Nicki Minajs. You did it. Ah, you didn't even have to change your butt. Hell yeah, something's going well for somebody, and I want to celebrate that. Let's get a cake! Yes. So I said it was awesome. Yeah, all in a month since I asked her out. So crazy. So if we ever get married, you're going to be our ring bearer. Then it says, ha ha ha. I don't know why, because I legitimately want to wear velvet, like, knickers or slippers or something and be, I want to be like a little ring bearer, like a little boy. I'm going to be dressed like a little boy, but probably taller than most of the people there. I'm going to hold a velvet pillow with the rings on it, and I'm going to walk like a motherfucking toddler. So I'm going to stumble around the aisle. I'm going to get confused. I'm going to cry at some point, and I'm going to make a big fucking mess of it. So that's the update on the motherfucking question. So I guess this week's question is, does my advice work? And the answer is yes, but only as a spell, because it gives you a blessing where you figure it out for yourself. And then later you hear it and you go, hey, it actually worked out. So all you anxious people out there, guess what? It's gonna fucking work out for you. And you know how I know? Because that guy did it. So you're gonna do it. And I'm afraid that I'm not going to do it, but we will, because it's a special thing we can do together. As a witch, I grant thee permission to succeed. Whew, that was a lot of yelling. Okay. Okay, so I guess we can talk about my main struggle this week, which is men. Aaron's already laughing. Okay, I know that the problem is I am men crazy. I'm boy crazy, and I've always been boy crazy, and it's horrible, and I can hear it, and I can see it, and I know it's happening, and I can feel it, and it's like when I'm the friend that you see, and you're like, oh my God, don't talk to that guy. Who cares? You're like, dude, you're great. Like, you're killing it. Everything's fine. But they just keep chasing after and latching on to just dude after dude that are like not even that important. You know, they just have some hobby or whatever, and they're kind of weird, and they like smell a little bit strange, or they do something kind of suspicious. And she's like, oh, he's the best. And you're like, honestly, could you not bring him around us? And she's like, I need somebody to talk to me or I'll die. And you're like, okay, do whatever you need. And then he dumps her aggressively, and then she just gets a new one. What is that about? Like, if I were my friend, I would be like, suck it up, bitch. Cut it out. Leave. Just chill. Chill the fuck out. Wear your outfits. Put on a sweater. Wear sweatpants. Do whatever you want. Like, go through a not wearing a bra phase. That's exciting. Try that. Be like a real badass. Just get out there, you know? And I, you know, it's hard for me to do that because it's not like cute Forever 21 braless. It's like divorced mother of three braless. So it's just, it's not, when people see me, it's like, that's upsetting. It's not like, oh, what a fun way to go to Lollapalooza. It's like, wow, should we get that woman social services? And the answer is yes, I do need that help. So could you send it over? It would be good for me right now. I don't have any kids, but honestly, I could use one. If I had something to take care of that might give me some meaning and purpose right now. I want to get a cat, but my roommate's allergic, so I can't have a cat that loves me forever unconditionally, even though it's a huge bitch. And that kind of represents to me the fickle nature of love. I would love that, but I can't. So my issue is men. I'm obsessed with them. I'm obsessed with them. I can't stop. I always have been. Ugh, it's too much. So what? How can I be unobsessed with men? I mean, I've been eating chocolate. I drank 3 bottles of soda last night. It was delicious. Ugh, ginger beer? Oh my God. Ginger soda with actual ginger in it? Oh my God, wonderful. But should I try to immediately date a man who I kind of know but is being nice to me probably because he wants to fuck me? Should I do that? Or should I just drink ginger beer alone? I'm going to be doing a lot of knitting, you know? It's fall. I'm going to be doing a lot of knitting. And I've been making a lot of crafts, but I am just, it's, you know what it is? It's boring to not have a crisis. And then you have to deal with your actual emotions. And I don't want to deal with my actual emotions. I want to throw myself into something tumultuous so that I have somebody else to blame my well-being on so that I don't have to deal with it myself because I don't feel equipped to do it. And I don't feel like I'm doing it right. Wow. What? How do you do it? I don't fucking know. I guess I'm going to have to keep jogging. I was talking to this guy and my therapist was like, well, don't do that. And I was like, okay, got it. And then that night, immediately, I got really, really freaked out And I called him to be like, I'm panicking. I'm fucking panicking. Will you talk to me? And he did. And that's fine. And then I had to text my therapist and be like, I just talked to that dude. Should I schedule another session or start jogging or something? And she wrote back and she said, probably both. And I was like, touche, Liz, touche. But I immediately told on myself. I think I called the dude and I was like, I'm not supposed to talk to you. My therapist says so. And he was like, okay, should we not talk then? And then I was like, I don't know. And then I texted my therapist to be like, I talked to this person. How many Hail Marys do I have to do? In therapy talk, what does that mean? It means you have to throw a football and really just hope you get a touchdown. Classic. Classic psychology football joke. Oh, gosh. I do love the DSM. We talked about this earlier, the DSM. What if I read it? I'd read the whole dick sucking manual. Pretty good. Pretty funny. Okay, so I guess here's the thing. I quit drinking alcohol. I quit smoking cigarettes. I have been smoking a lot of weed. I don't know if that's good or bad, Aaron. We could get people to vote on that too. What is the other thing I was taking a poll about? Do you feel personally threatened by Donald Trump? Or like, what was I? No. Like, how many times a day do you look inside your own butthole? Ooh, that'd be a good one. Probably none. I don't do it any, but I would love to just ask it to everybody. Like, it's super normal and see how many people were like, 8. That'd be dope. 8? Oh my God. What kind of mirror system do you have? Jesus Christ, you're killing it. Wow, you must live in a house made of glass. How do you afford the insurance on that? Holy shit. That's impressive. So I quit drinking. I quit smoking cigarettes, all cold turkey, you know, which is an exercise in control, stability, and working towards my own physical and mental well-being. But I can't quit men. It's so hard because getting their approval is like really important to me for no fucking reason. There's no good reason for that. What if I just got approval from Jennifer Lopez? That doesn't make sense. Or like a cat, or like a, what if I just got some gold stars and I gave them to myself? Would that be good? No, because you got to have somebody else to do it so that it's proof that you tricked them into believing in you. Ha ha, fucked you. Now you believe in me. Suck my dick. Ha ha, yeah. Deal with it, Zachary. Nobody's name is Zachary. Somebody's name is Zachary. Okay. Well, is there something else I'm supposed to talk about? How do I really bring this together? I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, no, I do know what I'm doing. I'm making a podcast about how fucking confused I am, and I'm really angry about it. I'm super angry that I'm so confused. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I don't know what I'm doing with my feelings. They're all over the place. And I feel like Bridget Jones right now, and she's a little bitch. That's the issue. My face is all puckered like Renee Zellweger. I'm falling for idiots who try to take you on vacations with Hugh Grant. And it's like, this dickhole, what are you even doing here? You are a serial cheater, whatever. He has like 18 children with like 9 different women, and then he just pays them off, which is, sounds like a pretty chill job, honestly. It's like, you just give me some money, but don't pretend like he's charming. He's like, he's one of those guys that negs you. He's negging. In Bridget Jones, my roommate was just watching the second one, and why is he, he's like negging her. It's like, he's not charming. He's slimy. I can tell what he's doing. I want you to be like addicted to me as like a drug, and then I know that I have power over something. Ha ha! It's your nuts, idiot. My handle on Instagram and Twitter is itlainie, itlainie. Once again, that's itlainie. Please follow me there so you can see an update of all the portraits I'm making, all the shows that we're recording, all the comedy shows that I'm doing. And speaking of comedy shows that I'm doing, here's what I've got coming up. Friday the 28th, I'm going to be at Freak Fest. Friday the 28th, I'm also going to be at the Laugh Factory opening for Sam Norton's album recording. So I've got a bunch of free tickets to that. Hit me up to get on my email list for free tickets. Or just check it out. It's going to be amazing. On Saturday, the 29th, I'm also going to be at the Laugh Factory. On Sunday, the 30th, I'm going to be at Smiley Face Comedy in Wicker Park. And I'm going to have a bunch of other dates coming up, a bunch of exciting stuff. So make sure to check my Instagram for all my updated shows and news and paintings of my boobs. All right. Well, this has been It's Lainey. I'm her. She is I. We're it, baby.